you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, under whatever circumstances, wearing whatever, or unclothed, however you're taking us into your brain and into your ear holes and et cetera, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. We are going to be here the next couple of hours. Lots of news, lots of shitlarian news, lots of slinging shit at the right. NSFW, by the way.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, unless you work at a somewhere you can crank people who yell the C word and the F word.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us. And you mentioned tap dancing in your introduction. I heard some tap dancing today.
Did you?
Sean Spicer.
Oh, God.
God, that fucking guy.
Amazing.
How does he do it?
I'm a pioneer.
He's a pioneer, Ryan. He's a true pioneer of bullshit. Yeah. Lying, obfuscation. I just don't get it. He didn't answer the question. The first question, of course, was about Sally Yates' testimony and if you guys heard on this date that General Flynn may have Russian semen breath, then...
Russian semen breath?
Then why did it take 18 days, I believe it was,
right,
later for him to finally resign or be asked to resign, but then only because of the leak to the Washington Post? If they hadn't leaked that fact to the Washington Post, who knows?
He could still be there, right? Dude, if you search Russian semen breath, Flynn comes up in Google Images.
Right. Gargle Images.
Sad.
All kinds
gargle
of
gargle images. Google gargle images.
Yeah. You can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media if you like by buying shit through Amazon through our Amazon portal or link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy during that session, we get a little nibble, little taste, a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Hey, wee wee, fuck you.
And tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page.
Oh,
join
yes.
the warm and loving community there of angry liberals at Crab Diving on Facebook.
That's right.
There you go. All kinds of shit. We might as well get right to our headlines.
I hope the headlines are about spicy. It'll probably be a Russian, you know.
We have a headline.
Oh, yes, which is?
A crab diving headline. When are we going to make the big announcement? Soon?
Oh, yes. Well, we could make it now if we wanted to.
Does it matter?
No,
I don't have any reason to keep it quiet no more. I don't know if you have.
Kate the dog is transitioning.
That's it.
Are you looking for a drum roll?
I am. I guess ta-da would be after the announcement.
Yes.
Due to circumstances initially beyond our control, We are being relocated, or let us say evicted, from Crab Diving Studios here in Los Angeles, California. Brand new owners bought the building, and they are going to be gutting the fuck out of it and rehabilitating it and making it all nice and pretty and shiny. And renting it probably for double what the hell we're paying.
It's evil ass gentrification.
Yeah. And fortunately, commie pinko liberal socialism is very strong here in Los Angeles. And there's really very kind to the renter rent control.
Yeah.
So they may be helping us out a wee bit to leave. It's not we're not just getting kicked out on the curb, ladies and gentlemen. They are, are some moving compensation expenses involved.
If the owners had their way, sure. Absolutely.
Well, sure. And in many places where the Republicans win, there are no rent control.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Here's 30 days, motherfucker. Bye-bye. No matter how long you've been there, no matter how good of a tenant you've been, for no fault of your own, they can give you 30 days notice and boot your arses out. Except in places where they have, in the evil cities where the libtards live, where we've said, there should be some protection for the lessees.
Yeah. But still, I mean, the owners are going to make shit tons of money anyway. I mean,
the other factor is that here in Los Angeles, it's rent control, so they can only raise it 3% a year. So our rent here hasn't been awful. It still ain't great. If I tell people back in Chicago what we pay for like a 2-bedroom with an office, they clutch their chests.
Yeah.
But for here in Los Angeles, we were paying relatively low rent for this size of a place. But now looking even in this neighborhood, there's no fucking way we could find anything for less than $500 or $600 more what we're paying right now a month.
Yeah, fuck it.
Right?
Yeah. So we're moving, baby.
Yeah, we could end up out in the boonies or something. And at that point, whatever. But so the opportunity arose to sniff around the sovereign state of Florida.
That's right.
Where Ryan's family abides and from whence they came.
Yes.
And I really like Pensacola. I think it's a really cool town.
Yes.
Went there a couple times to scope it out to keep the band together, to keep the shows going.
Yes.
We're both packing up the truck and moving out of Beverly.
That's right. We're moving away from California to Florida.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but to Los Angeles, I would like to say, fuck you.
America's new transvestite army.
Yeah, whatever. You're going to get sucked into the San Andreas Fault. I'm going to be in Florida underwater.
I feel like a supermodel, except times 10.
So there you go. So we've been in the process of trying to find a place and et cetera, et cetera. And we ended up with one of our first choices, my first choice of places. We lucked out. We got a really cool place in a cool area.
Be a great studio.
And we're paying
nothing.
Less than half.
Fuck you.
For more room with a big yard.
Fuck you, Hollywood.
A few blocks from the water.
All your bullshit dreams.
We're also planning on expanding the network here. We're going to be producing some more shows and all kinds of stuff once we're down there and settled. But at the end of this month.
That's right.
We got notice, a little while ago. But at the end of this month, we are going to do a bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
LA. Few days you won't hear from us.
SMD.
Because we'll be driving cross-country. Unless we try to do something fun like record.
We always say that, but it ain't going to happen.
But this is going to be 3 times as long because we're driving a big truck and dragging a car. So we can't be doing, 90-ish like I kind of drive sometimes across Texas.
It's dangerous.
Because I want to get out of Texas. Anyways, that's the big news. We're moving to fucking Florida.
By the way, what do you think? Okay, so the governor here is Jerry Brown, and the governor
I can't even handle
Sauron, or who's the better governor?
Bat boy governor over there.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Scott.
We're going from who's a better governor than Jerry Brown?
Do you want to change your mind?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just think we should.
We're also saving $500 each a month.
Listen, I'm not going to change my mind, but I'm not going to miss the opportunity to bitch about Rick Scott. I think when I get a chance.
That may be one of the new shows. We may have a
he's a tremendous asshole.
We may have a Florida-specific show brewing there because we'll have a lot more to bitch about. What do we have to complain about here in California?
You know, the
sometimes
people.
Sometimes they're not liberal enough.
Right.
He's got a little oil ties to him that we sometimes are suspect. Jerry Brown.
Like. Oh, yes.
But also, I think we just found out recently that California is going to be already battling back. I think filed a lawsuit to help stop that executive order that Schittler put out that said you could start drilling offshore again. The hell with those like seals and all that stuff and all those animals and all the fisher dudes.
Yeah, great.
The hell with them.
I hate
Rex
seals.
Tillerson and my golf buddies can make some more money.
I mean,
there you go.
Why do you fucking do shit like that? Why would you do that?
I mean,
there's no
we're not short oil.
There's
okay.
No pretense.
We're doing okay, oil-wise.
It's like he does stuff that looks horrible, sounds horrible, and is horrible. And he really doesn't, I mean, he doesn't make a huge effort, Schittler, to spin it in a positive way. I guess it's just, here's a giant turd. You don't have a choice for right now until the courts step in.
Right. Let's get to the headlines. I was going to start in with this Afghanistan shit and all this stuff. But
the fuck is that, man?
Let's get to the headlines and see if that be the headline.
For the mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. For another few weeks. Dateline, May the 9th, 2017.
The year of our non-existent Lord.
These are your headlines.
Gaseous balls.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo.
Eat my dick.
We're in the process of trying to make sure that our location is secret in Florida.
Oh, yeah, dude.
For reals.
Don't give out any information.
Yeah.
No location clues. Those fucking rednecks are wily.
The headline over at the HuffPo says Trump TV, pro White House media empire inks mega deal. Dun, dun, dun.
What the fuck? Trump TV.
I think this has to do with Sinclair, maybe? There's a big mega media merger that done happened today because, you know, that's exactly what we need.
It's a land of opportunity to get fucked.
It helps with competition, right? If there's only one company.
Yes. And it helps the consumer because then I'm not bothered with all these irritating choices.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
It is Sinclair Broadcast Group. Will now own more than 200 tele stations nationwide. Through its acquisition of Tribune Media.
Fuck you.
In the wake of this is from HuffPo.
Right.
In the wake of the 2016 election, Jared Kushner's son-in-law,
right,
President Donald Trump,
fuck
now
you.
Inexplicably a top White House advisor. Because he's so qualified.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to sit here. We're not allowed to sit here and question it, you know?
Jared Kushner.
Fuck that.
Another one who is... successful simply for scrabbling out of a privilege for JJ.
Yes.
Is now qualified.
Right.
To apparently broker peace in the Middle East and cure cancer.
What part would he have played in the French Revolution, say at the end, when everybody's getting marched out to that little machine where looks like a cigar cutter? Well, I wonder what part he would play in all his little buddies.
Yeah, one of the Louis. Whichever Louis was
he looked more like a bowling ball at the end of it.
Mincing about at that time.
Yeah.
Fuck the poor.
Right, we're gonna fuck you.
Let them eat cake. allegedly Jared Kushner in before the 2016 election told a gathering of business execs that Sinclair Broadcast Group's local tele stations in Ohio reached more potential voters than CNN.
Oh, shit.
So they're talking about local, regular broadcast stations.
Wow.
He said, do the math. But the math, it says, is about to get a lot better for the Trump administration because Sinclair they're calling it a largely under the radar, conservative leaning broadcast company. So instead of, in the wake of all the articles we've seen that say the only reason that the French didn't go Schittler, Schittler with boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Marine Le Pen over there is because they don't have an evil, lying propaganda machine like Fox fucking News.
Oh, yeah.
Quote unquote.
God, can we get rid of that?
And really, most of them later, they said like a lot of strong right wing media. But if it weren't for Fox.
Yes.
I can't imagine that the Breitbarts and your WNDs, like your extreme crazy sites.
They might not exist.
They're not going to. Yeah, they're not going to play that at the doctor's offices in, Tulsa. You know what I mean? But with Fox, because they're so mainstreamed and insidious in their lies and propaganda, that it's more accepted and considered.
Yeah, we treat them like they're normal.
Right.
And then you know what the problem is, though? We had a bunch of people run for office this last time. Fucking Trump was the head of it, that are racist, that have believed certain things that I think if you're interviewing them, you kind of can't talk about anything else other than, hey, what about all your racist politics and your build a wall, your Muslim ban? That really, it's hard to get past any other issue if you have that, because that is a deal breaker. But yet Fox treats these people like human beings, and Joe Scarborough and Jimmy fucking Fallon.
Well, yeah, white nationalists are brought on as fair and balanced, opposite, equal.
Yeah.
Side, and which is ridiculous.
It's bananas.
I think Fox and Rupert evil scum, Rupert Murdoch, whose hopefully name will be spat and shat out for long history.
Yes.
When people look back at this age, he will be an international villain. I have no doubt because the evil that he's wielded just by misinforming the masses.
I mean, and look at that organization paying out all that money to harassment lawsuits. It's like Caligula in the green room. It's an old white male boys club. People grabbing ass, and it's 2017. It's like the offices that are in Mad Men, but really scarier, probably. You know,
right? It says that, but my point was that given the wake of the evidence that we have that France was spared the lunacy of right wing Nazi fascism,
dickheads,
nationalism, racism,
hold on,
because they don't have an evil Fox News there. This doesn't bode well for here if suddenly we've got a new one popping up that's like, Fox may not be conservative enough.
Well, I mean, we're vulnerable. I mean, maybe it isn't an issue of putting all these fucking business. God, I don't know. You just got to make them go away. I mean, why can't we have our government come in and say it's the public airways?
Well,
you can't have that racism on there.
Well, yeah, there's that.
That hate speech. I mean, aren't we getting into that?
Evil government regulation. We only want to regulate vaginas and marriage.
For people that aren't white or straight.
And who knows? It's even possible had Hillary. Well, she did win the popular vote. Had she won the Electoral College and was president right now, this administration might not even approve this merger because of the fact that there's too much of this consolidation going on in every industry, and especially media. Pretty soon there's literally going to be three. Right now, it's what they say, that most of the largest media outlets, all the TV shows, all the radio shows, all the newspapers, all the websites are owned by six different companies. Six giant mega conglomerates.
And you know what's funny? That kind of extends to like venues.
Everything.
Venues and billboards.
Right, right.
And then you think about like what the FCC wants to do with this net neutrality. People like us, you're not going to be able to hear us anyway because we're going to be broadcast at such tiny little fucking speeds.
Like Ticketmaster, right? Wasn't that a big dispute that a lot of the artists have with Ticketmaster is that they got the monopoly on all these tickets. And, right. and when the artist would say, hey, I want to cut some prices so people can afford it, Ticketmaster would say, fuck you.
Yeah, you can't sell on Ticketmaster.
You're cutting it to our bottom line. How am I gonna fit that bowling alley in the basement and pay for it?
Well, the only way around that is to get really fucking famous so you don't have to use Ticketmaster.
Right.
So I don't know how you do that. Or, you know, one of the other large fucking venues. What's that great jam band, Sturgill Simpson? God, I'm getting that name wrong. I saw him live.
They claim he's country.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's
man.
Kind of, yeah. He's kind of
How do you make every sound, every song he has sounds like the last 30 seconds? In every fucking awesome song you've ever heard.
I don't know.
But geez. But anyway, he's all independent. He doesn't sell his records on a label, and I don't think he uses Ticketmaster, but he has reach.
Right.
So then you have to cultivate that reach, I guess.
Well, this is why the evil want no net neutrality. They want to be able to geld Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Or in any way. How dare he step out of our distribution system and do things himself? How are the corporations going to make money off of that?
God damn it. See, like, so how do we do that? How do we stop these fuckheads from fucking with the net? It's impossible.
Know. There's John Oliver did it again, I guess, over the weekend. Remember the last time that they were having these discussions about net neutrality?
Yes.
John Oliver encouraged people to go to the FCC website when they were accepting comments from the public, and they destroyed the website repeatedly. They got so many comments from the public to save net neutrality that it actually kind of worked. That remember Obama put, God, I've forgotten his name already. Compared to Ajit Pai, this guy was a mincing liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy was from, like, Time Warner, one of those evil, you know, typical evil big business. And when Obama put him in, all the libs were screaming, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
this guy's
Mr. That.
Corporatist, and he doesn't like net neutrality. But he changed his mind once he got in that seat. And once I think they saw the millions of responses and everything. These fuckers, they don't care. They're Republicans.
Shit.
They don't care what the people want.
They don't give a shit.
Right.
Imagine, dude. That healthcare reform is so horrible, right? Trump care is just so heartless and disgusting. Yeah. And what they're doing with that, the opioid problem in this country,
nothing?
The funds, nothing. They're cutting 95% of the funds. I mean, they're doing everything to.
There's that one Trump guy who's been interviewed. He was the guy that went to like 45 Trump rallies. How do you do that? I don't know. Trump,
you have to be on opioids.
Trump finally met with him, and his son had died.
Right.
From an opioid overdose, from heroin. And this guy's a conservative, but he once again, another conservative who only sees the light.
Yeah.
Not because of empathy, not helping your fellow man. Oh, my God, this happened to me. Now I get it.
Right.
And his son horribly passed. This guy met. One time Trump met with him and he talked to him about the programs for the opioid abuse.
Yeah.
And Trump is like, oh, that's a top priority. Don't you worry. It's going to get better. We're going to put out all that stuff. We're going to let these people get better. It's a horrible, horrible problem. It's huge. Only I can solve it. He told this guy all that shit.
Liar.
Yeah.
Cut 95% of the funding.
Exactly.
And installed a task force, not even that, like a group of people to look out at.
Coffee clutch.
Can we have the 95% of that funding back instead of those fuckheads? The coffee clutch. That's right.
Well, yeah, and of course, filled with swamp deplorables. It's not filled with warm, cushy people looking to help the people.
Yeah.
It's vampirish profiteers.
Absolutely. And it speaks to what we were talking about. The Republicans don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They pass that Trump care by the evil fuckheads in Congress, and then they danced. They almost literally danced, and kids are going to lose their fucking health care.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Na, na, na,
Hey, listen, they might have sang that song in the French Revolution, marching off to the you-know-whats.
So
fuck this shit.
Initially, so the FCC website Again, went tits up. Well, moobs up. White moobs up.
Oh, moobs up, baby.
White, saggy, old man boobs up right now.
Disgusting. Milkless.
And, oh, thank God.
Yeah, really.
They thought that it was, too much traffic, again, from John Oliver encouraging people. And it was swamped with traffic again. And because right now is the time that Ajit Pai has asked for public comment on let's ass fuck the entire country with a shovel. And
Which end?
Or sideways.
Wow.
And both at the same time. Now they're saying that they think it was an attack, an actual hack that brought down the website.
Somebody got in there and
they said that the website was target of an attack designed to overwhelm it with traffic. What's one of those? What is that? DDO, denied, directed denial of service, right?
Yeah, I don't know. DDoS. Fuck you.
He affirmed there had been a cyber attack on the agency site on Sunday, said it also had suffered a similar attack in 2014 after Oliver's previous segment.
Jeez.
They said that it was a target of an attack designed to overwhelm with traffic and keep people from commenting on the proposals, they're saying.
Shit.
If they don't want people to comment, then that would point the finger back at your Comcasts,
yeah, right,
and your Time Warners,
you turn off public comments. You know, well, they're just throttling them, right? The comments. If you don't want people to comment on the website,
right,
they're throttling them or turning off the comments or making it or they're crashing the site.
They crashed the site.
Yeah.
They initially thought it was connectivity because of too many people trying to sign on, but they said that it was actually an attack. Said they're not trying to attempt to file comments themselves. Rather, they've made it difficult for legitimate commenters to access and file with the FCC. So there you go.
God, so who the fuck is hacking in?
It says the agency's statement has raised skepticism, however, from the group Fight for the Future. They said that they find it a little too coincidental, the timing. They're saying they want to know whether the FCC is diagnosing it correctly or whether an outside attack could have been launched specifically to keep Oliver's viewers from commenting.
Or maybe the FCC had somebody launch the attack from the outside.
Right.
Damn, that's some dirty shit. Something weird is happening, regardless, right? And I didn't say irregardless, okay? Fuck off.
Sunday,
it's not a fucking word.
John Oliver criticized FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's draft proposal to undo the Obama-era rules forcing internet providers to behave like more traditional telephone companies, meaning it's illegal for them to block or slow any specific website.
Yeah.
They got a domain called gofccyourself.com.
Throttle this, baby.
GoFCCYourself.com.
That's
which,
funny.
Sends you to a link to the FCC's comment section.
Yes.
Pi is arguing there's no indication that ISPs plan to make the web less open or free. So they're saying, well, there's no indication they want to do that. We're going to trust them.
Bullshit. Trust my penis. You're out of your mind.
They say it's government overreach. Government overreach telling us what to do.
What the fuck? We're supposed to trust them.
Well, yeah, and this
can you
is
imagine?
What, yeah, you're just this asshole just adds to the pile industries that I think should be socialized.
Absolutely. You're saying the internet should be a utility?
Yeah.
Why not, man? I mean, why does ours suck so much dick compared to the rest of the planet?
Chattanooga, fucking Tennessee.
Tennessee, man.
Somehow managed to give the finger to big business and big government. Not big government. This is big government.
Yeah,
that's what they hate.
We want big government.
Yeah, but they just the people of Chattanooga somehow voted, fuck you. And they put in their own, they raised their little taxes a little bit. they put in themselves, they put in their own high speed, ridiculously high speed internet. So the people of Chattanooga, Tennessee, their municipal internet that they pay for.
Yes.
And they do pay, I forget what it is, 40, 50 bucks a month or something like that.
Damn, that's less than what we pay here.
Incredible speed, like Europe. Here we have some of the slowest internet speed in the most prosperous, allegedly most scientific advanced country. What keeps us down? Fucking capitalism and the corporatism,
the GOP dickheads,
and the fact that there's no competition, and these assholes are voting left and right to have less competition. Let those companies merge. Why not?
Did you say how much did you say the internet was in Chattanooga?
I think it's like 56. I don't know. It's cheaper than we pay here.
That makes me so fucking mad.
For multiples times faster of the speed. And
I think it's like 85 bucks a month.
And they,
man, fuck off.
And they, it's horrible.
God.
So, but then the evil.
It sucks.
But then the evil, like Time Warner, or whatever.
Yeah.
In Tennessee bought off some politicians, of course. The Republicans, of course, to try to tell Chattanooga, you can't do that. You can only have our big corporations, you evil takers.
But we got
you socialists.
But if you could get past that shit, they won. Look at their faster internet.
Chattanooga said, fuck you, and then they won. And then in these other states, they're passing laws. The cowardly, craven,
scared
teat suckers are passing laws that say, well, no, you can't do that. You can't create a public utility like that without state permission.
Well, you know, I think you could go in your own neighborhood, and if you want to build one, just build a fucking internet. And then what do you
exactly
have to, you got to send this.
That's what they did. They tapped into some satellite and have a centralized area that sucks into the satellite or whatever. And then they I don't know if they rent or bought lines. Probably bought the existing lines of Cox Cable or Time Warner or Charter, whatever, AT&T, evil fucking corporation. And they pay a lot less for infinitely better service, and their approval ratings are way up there.
God damn it. I'm just trying to think about Schittler and the GOP.
Government, completely owned by the people, of the people, for the people.
What do the GOP want to do for the people? I'm trying to figure out. They want to take away our fucking internet.
Rich people.
I don't know.
The rich white people?
I'm telling you what they want to do. Here's what they want to do. They want to take away your internet. They want to put a stupid fucking wall between us and Mexico. They want to take away your fucking health care. What are they doing? They're just taking shit away.
Yeah.
Why do you white fucks vote for them? Why do you racist white fucks vote for them? You're fucking stupid. Man, if you voted for Trump, croak, please, expire.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
I sound like him. But seriously, they're not doing anything, and they even danced and did a jig and sang a song when they passed that Trump care. Man, fuck them.
Wheeler was the last chairman who saw the light of day and made what we believe good choices as far as ISPs and things like that. David Siegel, executive director of the advocacy group Demand Progress, said in 2014, John Oliver's net neutrality segment was one of the many inflection points in the public campaign to secure strong rules. The hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of comments and hits that his show generated off of that was instrumental. He did a whole segment on here's what it means.
Yeah.
Here's what they're trying to do. This is why it's bad. This is why you should contact them.
Right.
And he was funny as fuck.
And he did a thing on Trump care a while back, too. I mean, I think it worked. Like, the John Oliver thing to me is probably effective because it's a guy that's not an American that can't believe the bullshit going on in this fucking country. He can't believe it.
In a segment over the weekend, Oliver exposed the hypocrisies and spin of Chairman Pai and the large ISPs, who continue to make Orwellian claims that they support the open internet while doing all they can to dismantle the legal foundation necessary for strong net neutrality rules. So they're like, well, we completely support an open internet, and we would never do that. But you better get rid of those laws making us not do that. It's just so horrible. I hope things turn around quick. I don't know. I foresee horrible battles happening. Okay, well, I hope not.
Well, think about it though. Like, what did we see even before his first day in office? Before that, there was the Women's March. We're having these huge fucking marches. So once you fill Chicago with so many people that you can't even march, that they just make it a thing where everybody fucking stands still. All those people are there peacefully, right? It's so full. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so what's the next step? What do you get after that? Because what's the logical progression of people, so many protesters that there's no room for them? Violence. That's where we are going. Well, we're going to a place.
If Trump decides and Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III decide that peaceful protest equals violent, then they already do. They already spin it as such. There was one incident, I think, among all those marches that one day, one town, one incident, there was some violent-y stuff.
Yeah.
And, oh, what about all the riots? What about all the riots they had? Libtards can't protest.
Yeah.
And well, it's like, that happened in one place. And then, arguably, you could say it was the right-wing nutjobs that caused that one. Yeah. Or the these Antifa dickwads. These are anarchists who run in. And then they try to say that, well, these are the same people as regular liberals. But then they squeal if we point to the Westboro Baptist evil cunts.
Yeah.
We say, well, all Christians are like that. How dare you? That's not like all of us.
Okay. Yet,
a few guys put on a mask and perform violent acts at a peaceful protest.
That's
yet
all of us.
Every single liberal is accountable for that.
Well, what'll happen? You know what has to happen? It has to be these white fucking moderate motherfuckers. They claim to be moderate, and they're really talented at compartmentalizing their racism and shit. As soon as those guys, some injustice happens to all those people, enough people die because of Trump care, I don't know, you know, then something will happen. You know what I mean?
Does that make any sense?
I don't know. Well, yeah,
that's kind of the whole point, is that
when they don't have
the
healthcare,
rich people the alleged representatives that we have don't.
If their kids start dying, if white children start dying,
but they're
then
making
something
sure,
will happen.
But they're making sure that's not going to happen for a long, long time. Or people of privilege won't. Yeah. It won't happen to them. You think any member of Congress is going to be affected by Obamacare being scuttled?
Well, you know, inadvertently, maybe. You know, through, like, let's say somebody loses their kid because of some bullshit Trump care thing and decides to.
But my point is, they're already so privileged, they're not going. They're already going to be covered. They're already. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're not. That's the whole problem, is that they're legislating, fuck everybody else, I got mine.
Right. Well, I don't know. They just have to get.
So
they have to find.
I think it's feelings. People are going to rise up and get rid of them. Yeah. And hopefully.
And who cares?
In a legal voting kind of sense. But
how
the
is
more
that
they make that hard, the harder they make it, and the less that they want people to be able to vote, the more they're increasing the chances of eventual actual rebellion.
And then what we're talking about is what Bannon wants anyway.
Oh, he loves the chaos, sure.
How the
fuck? Very bizarre.
You know, it's like we're at the mercy of fucking racist white guys.
And Putin's loving every moment.
Yeah.
Every moment. He hopes Schittler gets impeached and the whole country is verklempt and has no idea what to do because we've never been here before. And what if it goes down to Pence? What if it goes down really deep into the Republicans and we find out these guys were covering for these guys and these guys were covering?
Dude.
So how then suddenly we're in a we need a new election because we're not going to put up with it. We're not going to have Speaker Ryan become president of the fucking United States because of evil shenanigans of your whole goddamn party and enabling of that whole goddamn party. What happens? We don't have that in the book.
Yeah. I mean, God, the fucking press conference today was spicy, answering those questions about Flynn. And it just, like, Trump's whole attitude toward it is it's very, like, it's, I don't know what it is. He's not that concerned.
No, their spin was that they didn't want to smear a good man.
Fuck
because
that.
They felt that Sally Yates had already shown that she's a treasonous whore and an Obama bot by refusing to support that evil Muslim ban. So when she came over and said, we've got this on Flynn and you shouldn't trust him. Oh, well, of course she's going to say that. This is how they think.
That is disgusting.
Well, right. They think everybody's like them.
Yeah, they're not.
They think everybody is craven and evil and lying and backstabbing. Right. And
that's the GOP.
I think there's a lot, but I think that's the GOP playbook.
Right.
That's the only way they win now. That's the only way they excel is by obfuscation, cheating, lying, sending the Democrats out for beer and voting while they're gone. That kind of shit that they do time and time again.
Right. And by the way, both parties aren't equally corrupt. So fuck you if you're about to tweet that. Suck a dick. Nobody's been like the GOP is now. They're insane.
The FCC has already received tens of thousands of comments since Sunday's episode, and now they're suffering these attacks and shit, but we'll see what's going on. They say this is the Washington Post I'm reading from. Pi has moved quickly to enact a more limited conservative approach to the agency's actions in his first 100 days. He introduced a proposal to roll back all of Wheeler's rules. The FCC, which is now a Republican majority, is scheduled to vote on that proposal on May 18th. They're not going to care. They could get millions of comments. They can have the building surrounded by millions of angry people, and they are going to say, fuck you, big business wins.
Right. I mean, think about it. These people have no feelings. The head of their party, the GOP guy, Trump, making fun of that guy with disabilities. John McCain's a loser. They have no fucking shame. No fucking shame. They don't give a fuck. Screw you.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is that these media conglomerates that are merging into one more evil monster.
I'm just seething. I'm just thinking about all these people, all these racist white fucks that voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
My God. What is your fucking problem? Are you that
many
stupid?
Many different problems added together. Yes.
That's stupid.
that being one of them.
Oh, God. What can we sell you, you idiots? What can we make?
Stupid, selfish, ignorant. There's not a lot of great adjectives.
Yeah.
That I can find to support.
I can't either.
Voting for Donald Trump.
I mean,
deluded maybe is the kindest I can say.
I get how Alex Jones is fucking rich. He gets all these idiots to listen to his fucking show and sells him advertises his own shit that he's selling to them. That is a great model for ruining the planet.
Oh, they're terrified over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, fuck you.
No, this is good news.
Oh, okay.
You're going to like this one.
All right.
Over at the Drudge Report, there's a picture of Rachel Maddow.
Yes.
Maddow tops cable news.
Bam!
Is the headline.
Well, yeah. She's awesome. Her show's good. I imagine even if you're a little GOP cracking fuck, you could watch that and say, oh, that's interesting what she's talking about. It's not like Bill O'Reilly's big fat hand.
Well, that's it. What could be the spin here? Because she was right up against Dildo, wasn't she?
Yeah.
That was that slot.
And evolved.
So now is their spin, look what happened. You take Dildo off and Maddow wins. No, snowflakes. Maddow has been. We covered this a couple of months ago that Maddow has been winning nights and winning weeks all of a sudden from even when Dildo was there that MSNBC was, and specifically Maddow, was becoming more popular. So if that's the spin at Drudge, is that all of a sudden, look how you've how you've fucked the world by taking Dildo Riley off, and now that evil carpet muncher is winning on cable. What are we going to do?
Hey, God, when you said carpet muncher for a second, I thought you said carpet bagger. And I was like, but
oh, yeah, carpet muncher. Right, it's a horribly derogatory term. Shit.
But you know why people are tuning into Rachel? Because she's got the Russian coverage. Honestly, that's got to be it, because her coverage on that whole thing is awesome.
And she doesn't lie.
Right. She's not a big fat liar.
I've seen comments on Twitter and they always go away, or battles in comments on Facebook or whatever. Whenever you say kindly, whenever they're like, that dyke is a giant lying libtard, and citations, provide me with one thing that she said that's counterfactual.
Yeah.
And then there may have been a couple things she's fucked up, and she's always instantly
she
corrected herself and say, hey, we got this one wrong.
You know,
please provide evidence of any time to the contrary. And then you hear nothing from the morons.
You know,
they got nothing.
I was sitting when we were in Florida the last time. I was at the bar at this show, sitting there, and I was talking to some comedian. And I had just watched Maddow. And I don't know why I would say this at a bar, a dive bar in Florida. Oh my God, did you see Rachel Maddow tonight? That person looked at me. He was like, Rachel Maddow, isn't that that chick that says bad stuff about Republicans?
I like to eat.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's who she is. That's it. You nailed it. Stupid asshole.
Yeah, don't say that in Florida.
Why would I say that?
Did you watch Rachel Maddow?
Get used to not saying that in Florida.
I'm going to say it. Fuck them. God. They're stupid. Maddow? Yeah.
Did she say stupid stuff about the GOP?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things to say about the stupid fucking GOP. Damn, your eyes just lit up. What's going on?
Trump fired Comey.
Oh, shit.
Breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit. Live news. The White House has announced that Donald Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey. He's getting too close. Now they got to have special prosecutor. He's getting too close to Russia. Trump's terrified. We got to do something. We can't let them do this.
Well,
he's going to put an FBI director in there. He's going to get Christie or somebody.
What?
Or Giuliani or somebody like that, who's a craven orange pucker licker.
But and, you can't put those guys as the FBI director, can you? He can do whatever he wants.
Ben Carson is in charge of HUD.
Well, yeah. Well,
Rick Perry is in charge of energy.
He's black and he got housing of urban.
Betsy DeVos
urban in it.
Is in charge of education.
That Rick Perry didn't even know he was in charge of the nuclear weapons. Rick Perry probably says nuclear.
Holy shit. This is not good optics.
But
this is not in the middle of a giant investigation. It is not good optics to fire the guy that's investigating you.
So you're saying Schindler's scared. This says, yeah, he's scared.
Oh, we got to get the pitchforks and torches ready, people. Cause this is a cover up. It's on the Drudge.
It's just a press
it just
release.
Just popped on to Drudge.
Spicy didn't pop on and talk to anybody about it. They just fucking said it. Yes. Dang. Well, maybe they didn't like something with Comey. Maybe there's a communication issue or. I mean, why would they fire him? Right after.
Well, it's funny. Is like a couple hours ago, Spicy, they asked him if the president still has confidence in Comey. And Spicy said, I don't know any changes or anything like that. He had to know it was coming if this is what's actually happened.
If I was Sean Spicy, I would walk around with earmuffs on. Like, I don't want to hear anything. Makes it harder to answer questions about your evil fucking ass.
God, you know, is this a really dumb move?
Or maybe he just doesn't have a choice.
But I mean, Comey can talk. Comey can go do all the shows now. And even though he can't reveal classified information.
Sources or methods.
He certainly can throw a big old wrench in Schindler's cover-up plans.
Yeah. I mean, can he say things like, you know, one time I had dinner with the president and, you know, he threw a piece of ham at my face and then he peed into the wine glass. I mean, can he say things like that? Like little anecdotal things or what do you?
As long as it's not classified, right? I guess.
I don't know. Dang, that's a big deal. God, why didn't they fire him right before the election? That would have been good.
Wow.
That's Sunday.
I think they weren't sure about where his allegiances were, right? Like
that he's like dirty or something, that he was doing something, you know, that was not above board?
I don't see it on the HuffPo yet, but it is trending on the Twitter. It's on USA Today.
Trending on Twitter. James Comey, go bye-bye. What's he going to do with his time?
Spicy said, the president has accepted the recommendation of the attorney general.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Right.
And the deputy attorney general regarding the dismissal of the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Jesus Christ. So maybe watch this fuck from Alabama. Jeff Bosesh.
Well, now they're saying the FBI confirmed that Comey provided erroneous testimony to a Senate panel about how Hillary Clinton aide Uma Abedin handled classified emails.
God damn it. They're linking this back to
Uma.
Emailgate?
Well, that's one of the reasons that Ted Lee Cruz yesterday.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Went email, because he was saying, remember, he was going after Uma. He wasn't necessarily going after Clinton. He said, well, and wouldn't, if you provide classified material to a spouse, is that not? He was talking about Wiener.
Did they tell him to say that?
I don't think they like Ted.
Yeah, but
I don't see them sitting around and scheming with Ted. No.
What a coincidence, though. Is that not a coincidence? It's not a coincidence that he just has to bring up that weird...
That's their go-to.
But then this is the reason they're saying they're firing the guy.
Or maybe they are that evil. I don't know. But I just... Ted, everybody hates you. Here, go out and say this.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you know, I mean, that's smart tactics, but I just don't know. Or they use him.
God. Oh, really? Just like in the afternoons?
Well, no, I mean, maybe they're it's like Trump, where you just flatter him and say, look, Senator Cruz, we'd like you to take...
Oh, yeah.
We'd like you to take the Hillary's muff-munching buddy line with her alleged lesbian affair with Uma Abedin.
Do you think they said, they're like, hey, Ted, I don't know if you can figure a weird, you know, natural way to fit this in. Can you mention the email thing with Uma tomorrow? Oh, no problem. Yeah. Oh, I got that.
Keep waving around scissors.
Wait, why?
Scissoring.
Oh, scissoring. Okay.
That's a stretch. Subliminal.
If you listen to this show, you know, I don't know, Google it. Scissor, the word scissor with an ing. Which some that will tell you, some will say isn't a thing that exists, and some will say it does.
What, scissoring doesn't exist?
Go to the source.
I would think it's... I don't know.
I got a friend that her whole act, she's a lesbian. Her whole act, she's not her whole act. She does a lot about...
Well, yeah, I would think
she
it's
does a lot
not,
about how scissoring's bullshit.
Well, yeah, I think you got to be a gymnast.
Her whole act,
right?
Yeah.
You got to kind of double splits each other.
I know not. I don't know.
Anyway.
Jeez.
A little biology here on Crab Diving Tuesday.
We'll put up a story on our Facebook page.
No show tomorrow, by the way. I can't imagine.
Oh, yes. No show.
I'm getting my face cut open tomorrow with my mouth.
And it's not like, it's for a real reason. It's not because you're into that.
Allegedly.
There are probably people.
You don't know what kind
of a deal I've worked
out with my dentist. Yeah.
There's probably some weird shit going on in the panhandle, too. People into some crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. The panhandle. The Redneck Riviera.
That's right.
Where we will be broadcasting. We will be broadcasting.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Well, Pensacola, we said.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
No, I mean, you were saying the end of that sentence, and I was like, shit, man. From which where we shall be broadcasting.
From whence we shall broadcast.
From whence we came.
There you go. I don't know where we left off.
I like to eat.
He likes to eat.
Yeah. Who dat, buddy?
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
I mean, where were some of those things? I don't know. You know, like, I'm off the, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Then when he says, really my heart's favorite. Big, it's got big hot blood.
It's got hot blood going through it fast.
I don't know if that's, is that a thing people have? I mean, you know what I mean? And if you have that, is it good? I got an enlarged heart that's working way too hard.
And
boiling
feverish.
The shit out of my blood. I'm feverish. What are you, why are you bragging about that?
So there you go. We keep our eyes on what's going on with the announcement that Director Comey done got fired.
So are they throwing him under the bus? Is that what this is? Or are they just like, fuck it?
Trump said in a statement,
yes,
the FBI is one of our nation's most cherished and respected. He didn't. Oh, he had God. Nothing to do with this statement.
Cherished. No, he says that all the fucking time, though. He says, we cherish our women.
Cherished and respected institutions, and today we will mark a new beginning for our crown jewel of law enforcement.
Crown jewel? Who the fuck? Who wrote this? Who wrote this?
Ivanka. Barron.
Yeah, Ivanka didn't write this. She's like, Dad, I got to go off to China again. I got to make some money. Me and Jared got to get rich. Fuck off.
God, fuck fucking them. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Jeez. So, I mean, did they have film of him walking out of the Hoover Center or wherever with the...
Carrying his plant and his box of files?
They have a box of files. Not allowed to carry any files out of there.
Yeah, I would think
maybe.
I would think they might take a look at him.
Hey, do you remember during...
They're probably going to try to blame him for the leaks, by the way. Sure. That's where my dollar's going. Leaks.
You remember during the Iran-Contra scandal? Who was the... There was a CIA director involved that was dying of brain cancer.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
Guess
and they,
who?
Yeah, they
yeah.
pointed at him.
He died. He already died. They blamed him for everything. It was Casey.
Yeah. Oh, Casey, yeah.
Reagan didn't know shit, by the way. Didn't know anything about it.
Thanks for joining us here at Screaming Liberal Media, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us a kind review, lots of thumbs, lots of stars.
Even if you hate our show and hate the politics, please just leave us all the stars. We'll pray for you.
Amidst all that
other
shit that's going on, there was, I think, I saw this, and Celeste may have tweeted it to us also.
Shout out to Celeste.
Tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
And hers is Embrace Madness, right? Or something like that?
No, Celeste, at Celeste Pewter. Yeah. Embrace Madness is her name.
Oh, God.
On the Twitter.
Everything's confusing.
You know, you get a name and then you have your at.
Right.
follow everybody that participates and follows us. It is Celeste Pewter, and it's
Embrace, follow us Embrace all to Florida. If you're real,
no,
if
don't
you're fans,
to Florida.
No, if you're fans and you like the show, fucking, we all got to do it. We all got to send liberals to horrible places. You know what I mean? You have to go, and
but
you
those
have
in
talk
Florida,
to these people.
We'll be able to see very funny Ryan Pfeiffer live.
Oh, sure.
In regularity.
Yes.
With regularity.
Yeah. You know, I did a Trump joke at one show there last time, and somebody called me gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like
that. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there.
That's a bummer.
It was. I didn't know. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Fort
yeah.
Walton.
No. That was in Pensacola.
Oh, well, there you go.
Like, yeah, bring me that big old gross white racist sausage. I can't get enough of that shit. Gross.
He's from L.A.
Yeah.
But this is this story is about, we talked a little bit about these grand juries.
Yes.
That are investigating Schindler.
Okay.
Possibly.
Right.
Quite maybe. There's something called, I read this a bunch, but I don't know if we've talked about it before, whatever, the Palmer Report.
Oh,
Bill Palmer.
Right. Golfer.
No, Arnold Palmer.
The drink.
Right. But this is Bill Palmer.
All right.
Who's not.
I am not a drink.
Political writer, dude. And it's got, they got all kinds of staff and shit. It's not just like a guy in his basement with a blog.
I've seen this fucking thing.
Yeah. It's a respected Inside Washington website.
Inside. I always think, what a shitty name for something. It really is.
Well, the headline, and this is from like a week or so ago, New York Attorney General's RICO case.
Okay.
R-I-C-O, you know, that's racketeering.
RICO Suave.
That's the mob.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because he doesn't sound like he grew up with people that were, you know, Trump.
Oh,
mobby.
My God. Right.
He sounds like he's a
cartoon character from an animated version of The Sopranos.
You know what he is? No, he is.
He's from Goodfellas.
He is exactly.
Did you ever see Goodfellas?
No. Is that Goodfellas with birds?
It is.
Damn.
It's funny.
Fucking jealous
of
that.
It's kind of funny. Go ahead.
But he is every bad guy. And he's not. It's not even over. He's exactly that. He's every bad guy that gets a nice long character arc in every season. And then they kill him off in some horrible way. That's the character he's. He's like Richie Aprile. He's like.
He's one of the bad guys in Arrow.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's the guy. That's,
how dare you?
That's the dude who with the shaves green suit. Down. He shaves down and then he goes hunts shit. People.
No, he was got a. I don't know what's going on under that outfit. Right, right. I don't. They
it's
don't.
A costume character. They all have to shave down before they do anything. They got to get in that outfit.
Right, and ridiculously wearing a tiny mask over his eyes that somehow prevents even the women that are in love with him from recognizing him from 3 feet away.
Why does he use a bow and arrow? For what reason?
That's his,
is he trying to be altruistic? Like, I don't shoot guns?
Thing. No, he... do we have to talk about the origin story?
Well, I just think
he was a captive on an island.
Okay.
And they didn't have access to guns. And he was trapped with, like, some ninja-type people who were way into the whole arrow thing. So they taught him how to shoot a fucking bow and arrow.
Oh, what a nightmare. Imagine you're on a deserted island. There's only ninjas. Ugh. If they don't kill you, then they talk to you. Horrible.
I like arrow.
Well, I'm sorry.
Not as good as Daredevil.
And not as good as The Sopranos. That's my frustration.
But Daredevil, you like Daredevil?
Not, those shows, I love Daredevil. We're talking about The Sopranos, dude. Well, that is like...
It's a different genre.
No, it's a different echelon of amazingness. The Sopranos is one of the best fucking shows ever. The ending was a piece of shit.
No spoilers.
I don't even watch... Because of The Sopranos, I don't watch the last season of any show, because fuck it. It's going to suck.
The whole last season of Sopranos?
No, the last episode of the last season was shit.
Well, yeah.
The way they ended it was
okay,
shit.
Well, okay, maybe.
And so now that has soured me on that. Watching every finale of every show.
I don't hate that ending. I hated Dexter's.
I hate it.
Dexter's ending was horrible.
God damn it, it's The Sopranos. Nope. That sucked too. You know what it ended with him.
The Shield was good.
Yeah, that was good.
The Wire was good.
I don't even remember how that ended. Oh, I remember, yeah. But The Sopranos, man. You know how The Sopranos hit in?
Sons of Anarchy. Good.
Horrible. He runs into that fucking... I'm sorry. I hated that. I fucking hated that. Damn it. That's... Fuck.
Outrage.
What makes Sopranos
outraged.
Good?
You're more outraged over this than you were earlier.
Yeah.
Over healthcare.
All right. I know. That sucks. But what makes The Sopranos good? All the fucking fighting and the mob
shit.
Well,
the characters, the acting, the dialogue.
Not have a moment of zen at the end of my show about
and
mob,
the fact that
mobsters?
The fact that they we've talked about this. The best casts or the best shows are where everybody hates each other.
Yeah.
And doesn't trust anybody.
Well, they really hated they all hated each other.
Yeah. But
why? I wanted it to end with Tony stabbing somebody's fucking eyeball out, honestly. Because that's The Sopranos.
Who knows what happened?
God.
After the blackout.
You don't know. I want to see
that. Sorry to a little minor spoiler alert.
Anyway, I don't even know.
Palmer Report.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Mob.
It needs a better
name.
Enrico. Right. Suave.
And so, according to the Palmer Report, multiple sources of Democrats and Republicans confirmed that the FBI's federal investigation into Donald Trump and Russia has now led to two grand juries underway. So that's two separate investigations.
Oh, shit.
That will have nothing to do with Comey going away, hopefully, and hopefully Jefferson Beauregard Sessions does not have dominion over these. Oh, yes. Even though I don't recuse myself.
Grow some lips. Grow some fucking lips. Dude, thank God.
I'm trying to figure out how to keep black people from voting.
Yeah. And thank God we dodged the bullet of having a Hillary presidency. Jesus, we would be bogged down in all kinds of scandals.
Yeah, we'd be going for $12 an hour minimum wage right now.
They even said, do you remember during the fucking election, this, God damn it, they said she would be the first president to serve office from prison. They said that.
I'm here.
We didn't forget. We did not forget you're there. By the way, if Alex Jones is ever in the room, he doesn't need to remind anyone. Oh, okay. I forgot for a second.
I'm a human and I'm coming.
Well, lay down some plastic.
And I'm coming.
I know. Please stop.
I wonder if I can isolate. I mean,
coming.
There you God. Go.
Kate, get away
coming.
From that.
Coming. 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 I'm animated. I'm alive.
We know.
Sorry.
Oh God.
So, two separate grand juries, and one of these is that the New York local that hates him. They took away his foundation. Remember?
Yeah, that's right. They took away a charitable foundation.
A fake charitable foundation.
Oh, what a dirtbag.
So they're saying that one of the sources revealed some info about the state level action that this New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, may have going.
Damn. It's getting hot in here.
The federal grand juries... one of them involves a RICO racketeering charge, which is
serious
mob, Russian mob.
Okay.
Ties with Russian all of mob. Their businesses that well predates what's going on with, the Uncle Nipples involvement
and the
in
Russian
the election.
Mob, dude, that's some scary shit.
Well, yeah.
On the Sopranos, by the way, they were the hardest people to kill. You remember that one episode? Directed by Steve Buscemi, they went out in the woods.
The best ones,
They couldn't kill that guy. Yeah. He was Russian. They hit him on the head with a shovel, and they shot him in the face, and he was not dead.
And the other grand jury is focusing on the Foreign Agent Registration Act. So this is if some of these guys were working, like Flynn was working for Turkey at the time, and or might have been working for Uncle Nipples also. Jeez. At the same time that that's a part of the thing, but
have you ever been to Turkey?
No, I want to go.
Oh yeah,
I've heard it's really pretty.
It's the Ottoman Empire.
I mean, it's like now would be the time because it's getting a lot more scary over there with Erdogan, the Trumpian jerk off fantasy.
And I bet.
How do you shut down the Twitter over there and only have them listen to you?
Do you think people say that about us? I love to visit the U.S., but it's getting kind of creepy over there. What with all the white nationalists?
No, we've seen that. We did
such.
That story that other countries have said don't go.
God damn it.
Like, not especially if you're brown.
I like hanging out with foreigners.
Yeah, there's other countries that have warned their minority citizens. Be careful if you go to the United States because hate crimes are up.
Yeah.
You could be walking down the street while brown.
We have guns out the ass.
Not only will nefarious characters, but the police may take you down.
That's right. Think about that. God, I mean, we're talking about a third world country. If you took, holy shit, you could say all of that about a lot of places. The Philippines, maybe.
Right.
I mean, I don't mean to call them third world. I don't know. Are they or are they not? God, I was in
second world.
Dude, I was in a lift with someone, by the way, and a driver.
Not an elevator. You were in a car, a hired car for our friends across the pond.
Right. And this guy was from the Philippines, and we were talking about politics and shit. And I was like, hey, how do you feel about Trump? And the guy's like, oh, I hate him. I hate him. He's a clown. He's an asshole. He couldn't say enough horrible things about Donald Trump. So I was like, okay, I'm talking to a guy that sort of believes what I believe. And then I said, now, what do you think about this Duterte and this war on drugs? And he said, Duterte is doing a lot of great things for the Philippines.
No.
Oh, my God. I got a whole pro-Duterte spiel.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know, I'm
there
not going to
say. People who said, Hitler's doing a lot of great things for Germany, you know.
They say he's making it safer. He's bringing back jobs.
Yeah. That's great.
He's getting he says he's getting the drugs off the street.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But see, he hated the Marcoses, so.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
All that means is that the police that are killing everybody that are dealing drugs will now take over the drug business.
Yeah, they own all that cocaine.
Yeah, right.
They got it all.
Yeah.
So
it'll be
happen?
State-run corrupt drug trade.
And what's going to happen with Duterte?
Instead of treating it like a health issue.
Yeah. And that motherfucker will be in charge until someone kills him. Right? I mean, isn't that how it works in those fucking, you know, fucked up places? God, I sound like an asshole.
No, they have elections there still, but
I mean,
as is the case, who knows what he'll try to do?
Yeah.
Democratically.
Right.
To take away as much of the rights of people voting as they can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worry here is that, wasn't it that one professor, history professor, who was like, well, he's convinced that Trump will be, or agents for Trump will be staging their Reichstag fire kind of a incident any minute now, which is a false flag where his worry is that they're going to, I don't know, a terror attack of some sort, but it will be ultimately tied if it's ever found out, it'll go back to them. Like self-hired to try to scare the country into giving him power.
Well, we have to suspend the Constitution right now because the Muslims are blowing themselves up everywhere.
That is terrifying. So is that when we're going to see like our racists and those like those bikers for Trump?
Right in the streets. Will help.
Motherfuckers with guns.
The brown shirts. Yeah, will help.
The open carry movement.
Will help the libtards. God forbid you're walking around with a rainbow t-shirt.
So what?
You're subversive. You're subversive. You're un-American.
So what are we going to do? That's where you. Hey, listen. That's where you have to have the big gay army. I'm serious. If I'm in charge, I'm arming the LGBT. You guys get guns. I don't know. We got these other racist fucks. I mean, what are they supposed to do? They got to defend themselves. We all got. I don't. God damn it. I'm anti-gun. I don't want guns.
Well, there still may be hope with these RICO charges. So, this one dude, I don't know what his name is. It says earlier, Taylor, says, my information is that while all this federal, all this is federal, AG Schneiderman, that's the New York Attorney General, is going to be presenting a devastating state RICO case that will, among other things,
yes,
let's all keep our fingers fucking crossed for this one.
Yes.
That will, among other things, literally impoverish Trump, Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, and Jared.
Oh, shit.
Rico,
God damn. If that happens, I mean, liberals,
God,
hey.
Please, popcorn.
Yes. Liberals will no longer need Viagra.
Front row seats. RICO refers to the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, most commonly used to take down high-ranking members of organized crime rings. It allows for fines up to twice the proceeds of the offense. So if his butthole is lubed with Russian oil.
Oh, my gosh.
And all this money came from Russian mobby kind of shit.
He's got to give it all back.
Hundreds of two or threefold.
Oh, shit. Damn, Schittler. Hey, he's got to be.
They say if the state can prove its case, it can seize every dollar Trump has ever illegally obtained and well beyond.
Damn. Shit.
If his fortune is as dependent on illegal gains as is widely suspected, the Palmer Report says,
yes,
such fines would indeed serve to wipe out Trump and his entire family financially.
Oh, shit. Dang, man. Oh, God. I tell you what, listen, these two, awesome. Uday and Kusei.
Sure.
I got to tell you, I don't know what kind of friends or people. Listen, if they take the money away from you, who the fuck is going to be your friend? God, you guys have no personality. You're ugly as fuck. I'm sorry. Honestly, it's tough to look at you without getting, you know, disgusted. Without the money, who's going to talk to you? Who's going to be your friend? Your pieces of garbage. I mean, really?
Parasites.
Fuck.
And it says here they've previously reported here at the Palmer Report that authorities have recently arrested 10 alleged mafia henchmen in New York whose crime family is tied to this guy, Felix Sater.
Yes.
Who's a Russian mob dude, convicted right. Russian mafia figure, Felix Sater.
Okay.
They arrested 10 more mafia dudes.
Oh, shit.
And dudettes. No, it's got to be dudes. Right. These are Russians. Of course they're men.
Are they sexist? Or?
And they say that Felix Sater is the guy that has a pretty significant financial ties with Donald J. Trump.
Damn. Well, maybe, you know, it's something totally separate.
So they're saying... this may be ostensibly with the intention of motivating them to flip on Trump. So they may have arrested these 10 mobsters.
Right.
Who recently,
yes.
This is the same group that's involved in the RICO case.
Okay.
Against Trump.
Yes.
Why would they arrest these 10 mobsters except trying to put the screws to them?
Yes.
To flip on Trump.
Let me ask you something. And I'm going out on... This is going to sound crazy, and yes, I'm going to sound like Alex Jones, but I don't give a fuck, because you know what? I'm alive too, motherfucker, and I also, you know, I like to, what does he like to do?
Eat. This is what everybody was like before us.
Yeah!
This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Was that was one sentence.
Yeah, man.
God, this guy.
This whole thing is 37 seconds long. What all those... All those clips.
What if he runs out of his allotment for lifetime commas? What's he going to do?
Is there a limit?
Oh, yes.
I like to fight, too.
That's another one.
Likes to fight, too.
Here's the thing. Trump has that. I just figured something out. Trump has that, his own quote-unquote Secret Service agents.
Coming.
Yeah. Right? I'm not making that up.
He has a private security force.
Oh, okay. That's his exit strategy. The shit's going to hit the fan. They're going to come for him.
They're going to take out the Secret Service agents?
Yeah, and they're going to take Trump away. That's how he gets away.
Like a movie script.
Dude, that's how he gets away. He has to know at this point that... does he think he's fucked? That thing you read sounds bad.
Even before this Comey thing, this morning, there was another headline somewhere that said Trump is obviously terrified about Russia, this Russia thing, and here's why.
Yeah.
And it showed all the tweets, the doth protest too much. Did you see what he fucking did last night and then undid?
Yes. I mean, no.
On his, right now he's got that horrible sea of whiteness picture on his profile page at yes. Real Donald Trump on the Twitter. And I think it's from when they were doing the victory dance.
Okay.
For taking health care away from millions and millions
right.
of people.
All those nasty kids with those pre-existing conditions. Now they can die in peace. You'll be happier as mulch.
And all those children we forced you to have.
Oh, yes. Yeah, God damn it.
Oh, you know, he changed it. It's a different picture.
Yes.
But same vibe, because it's all the same assholes. The previous one was a picture of him in the White House,
right,
surrounded by all this blinding snowstorm
yes.
of humanity, of which like two have vaginas, by the
right.
way.
God, how did we let those in here?
And now it's a picture of it's an outdoor picture of the same group of cuddle bears,
mm-hmm.
polar bears,
oh,
cuddled
right.
polar
oh, yes.
bears.
Turn on Grindr.
and it's outside the White House, but Pence is standing next to him and
jacking
it's
off.
Just all the white people surrounding him. But regardless, he had the picture from the White House, and then over it he had superimposed something to the, I don't even remember what it said.
Yeah.
But they put, he put words on that somebody had obviously made a nice little transparent GIF file or something.
Wow.
Or what's the transparent one? Not the GIF, not the JPEG.
PPT. No, that's a PowerPoint.
Anyway. But he.
It's a pinch. It's dot PNG. God damn it.
But it was basically saying. There's no, even Director Clapper said, there's no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion.
Oh my God. What
in his header, the header image, where you think the president would put land of the free or something like
shit.
That. No, he takes one of his fucking tweets and has it memified. And puts it as his banner. And that lasted like 10 minutes. Of course, there's screen caps all over
bananas.
The place. People preserved it for history. But this is what a sad little... Obviously, he's terrified.
He finds comfort in the meme.
But what is he thinking of? Is he saying, hey, let's get jobs, everybody?
No.
Is he saying, hey,
no.
Let's make sure healthcare covers everybody? No, he's putting, I didn't do anything with Russia. I didn't do anything with Russia.
I think everybody's sizing everybody up to see who's getting thrown under the bus next. I don't think there's a lot of governing. I mean, don't you think, God?
How can there be?
Yeah.
Everybody's entrenched and trying to put on back armor.
I mean, wouldn't you be nervous? Back armor. They've even got back armor.
That's the only
bad.
Place you need it. You're not going to get stabbed in the front by any
that's
of these
true.
Loathsome.
God, who's going to go next? Is Comey. Why did that usher get fired, by the way, and it paid off a shit ton of money?
Female usher, interesting
what
thing.
The fuck?
And one of the questions they asked today of Spicy was that you guys said she got an ample severance package. There's no such thing.
Ample package.
In government work.
Right. Why do we have to pay her off handsomely?
There's no such thing. I mean, there's protocol. I mean, there's probably some kind of, you're entitled to 2 weeks or whatever, but there's no handsome severance packages on the government dole.
Do you think?
So they said, how did that work? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one. That was Spicy's.
Did you ever see that movie where the female usher, it's a movie, by the way, I'm speaking in movie. Where the female usher walks into a room in the White House and there's some person on their knees blowing, someone who might be president. And maybe she saw that.
I like to eat.
Somebody feed that guy. Give him a treat. He needs a treat, man. When Alex Jones doesn't get a treat, fuck you.
Speaking of Alex Jones, I do have an Alex Jonesian story.
What does that mean? He's like ripping his shirt off somewhere.
No, this is actually, he just had that that court case.
Yes,
where
didn't go well.
He lost sole custody, I guess. Now,
yeah, I thought you were gonna say his mind.
But this is his wife, his ex-wife, Kelly Jones, the former wife who got the recent victory. In the amazing week-long font of material for us.
Yes.
Alex Jones trial.
Right.
Lost custody, basically, sole custody. Well, she had a press conference.
Okay.
And she, I think I got some audio here.
Oh, awesome.
I'm shocked that Alex has any viewers left at all.
I'm shocked that Alex has any viewers left at all. She's remarking on the fact that his one lawyer said that he's a performance artist who's just acting.
Yes.
She's like, I'm surprised he has any audience left at all.
I'm shocked that Alex has any viewers left at all after being willing to go before the court and say that he's an actor and that, sometimes he believes in what he says, but sometimes it's just an act and it's performance art, but then it's not, but then it is. I think Alex's own press conference that he had right after the trial, where he says that he told the children something like that the press were a tick on a dog's rear end, and all of his philosophy clearly demonstrates that there is no disconnect, that he's absolutely immersed our children in the toxic culture and beliefs that he expounds on InfoWars, which have greatly deteriorated over the years and have descended into the crass, the vulgar, the misogynistic, the homophobic, with outright proclamations touting violence and inciting horrific shootings across the country.
So imagine you're sitting in a courtroom and you hear this kind of testimony, right? You hear her. She's very sane. She wants custody of the kids. Yes. And then you get,
I like to fight. I like to eat. I like to have children.
Shit.
I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
I know. Jesus, my phone just told me Comey got fired.
Oh, from the BBC.
You know, it's a big deal. They're telling me on my phone.
Yeah.
The homophobic, with outright proclamations touting violence and inciting horrific shootings across the country. And I am just horrified.
So did your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Also texted us.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the scoop.
Oh, he's telling us. Yeah. Could you imagine,
though? Any association or understanding of it, particularly as related to the Sandy Hook shootings, which I just cannot fathom how those people have to deal with people saying that they're beautiful children, that they lost them, that that's not real. I can't understand that. I can't understand why Alex's attorneys, Allison and Randy Wilhite, would go on that venue. I think it's a thing.
She just tossed by name the lawyers the bus.
Oh, what venue is she?
Like, lawyers have scruples, please.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there must be, like, when she meets somebody new and, like, just friends, even if you're a friend, you're talking, getting to know somebody, you're chatting over dinner or whatever, and they're like, you know, I'm divorced. Oh, okay. And, you have to know. I mean, you have to know if you're hanging out with this person. She's the ex-wife of Alex Jones.
Do you think she would admit that early?
You know what? I mean, it must be weird because, you know, you must want to, I mean, you want to tell, if you meet somebody and you're friends with them, at some point she has to say, listen, you know, before we get to know each other, there's something you have to know about me. My ex-husband is Alex Jones. Okay. And they're like, who's Alex Jones? Oh, okay. Just Google him later. You find this guy? I mean,
I think what if you meet her?
You meet somebody, you meet her on like a, I don't know, like a eHarmony or something.
I'm a human and I'm coming.
Do you want to be like, I don't want to. That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
He's like so fucked up.
And that's going to drive him nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That she's, you know, she went out and had her own press conference. She's like, how can anybody believe him when one minute he's an actor, one minute he's not, but he kind of is, but he's kind of not.
You know, the Sandy Hook thing's the worst thing he said. That whole shit about that being a fucking false flag.
Yeah.
I mean, so what a horrible piece of shit he is. God.
Unreal.
Oh my God! The court that you guys made a good decision, right? The courts made a good decision with that custody case.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
God.
Whew. Also here,
I got a big heart.
Yeah,
pumping through my veins. Okay, take count to 10, motherfucker.
I've got Oh, God. Do you want to do this story?
Yeah. Oh, definitely now.
No, let's do this story. This one has been in here a couple of days. It's been driving me crazy. This is one of our favorite villains.
Yes.
From the sovereign, beautiful, lovely state of North Carolina.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
Desperately trying to prove that it's the worst diaper stain in the country.
Show me that dick. I want to make sure it is what you said it was.
Yeah. And then when a Democratic governor was elected, the Republican legislature had emergency sessions to take away all the powers from the governor.
Oh, yes.
Shot down instantly in the courts, by the way.
Right.
More nefarious bullshit from the GOP, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We lost. We're gonna take all the power away from the governor.
Yeah.
The duly elected governor.
It's fucking, it's typical right-wing nut job GOP bullshit. Speaking of, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Celeste, did you see that thing she tweeted us about
that's the gun thing that was
before? Nixon discharges Cox for defiance, abolishes Watergate task force, Richardson and...
Right.
Yeah, it's the same shit, yeah. Right?
It's not boding well.
He was big, you know, he was big buds with Nixon, Trump.
So in North Carolina, the sovereign state there, the former governator,
yes,
was the former evil grand poobah of Duke Energy.
Oh, geez. They're nice.
And you remember there was some shenaniganry going on there, that there was some kind of a chemical spill or coal ash or, you know, some shit going on.
Right.
And Duke Energy was fined like $50,000. Like, they lowered the fine to like $50,000, and then said, "Here, taxpayers,
yeah,
you get the millions of dollars of cleanup."
Yeah.
You get to pay for millions of dollars of cleanup.
And they sued him, right? They so we had to pay for that stupid fucking lawsuit. The courts and everything.
Yeah, well, now it says that they lost, right?
Duke, yes.
Duke, they did sue, and Duke, I think, had to pay more.
Right.
Well, this is think progress. The bill's finally coming due at Duke Energy's electric utility in North Carolina, and they want their customers, not the shareholders,
oh my God,
to pay for the ongoing management to clean up the coal ash at their coal-fired power plants across the state, to pay for the closing of coal ash basins.
But they want the customers to pay for
They've applied for, they put an application to raise their rates to make the people pay for it.
Oh my God.
Not the shareholders. We don't want them to lose any profitability, Ryan.
Man, fuck this. That is fucking ridiculous.
That's how it works now. Privatize the profits, socialize the losses.
That sucks.
God bless America.
Yeah, poor people need to buy fucking electricity too, you fucking dickheads. That's heartless.
Duke Energy is planning to file a general rate case application with
fuck
the state
you.
Regulators that will include a request to raise its customers' rates to cover coal basin costs.
What the fuck? That is unfucking real. Okay. Not enough F words.
Here's where it is. February 2014, 39,000 tons of coal ash,
motherfucker,
which is a toxic byproduct of coal burning. It can contain lead, mercury, and arsenic.
Ooh, perfect. Yummy, yummy.
It spilled out of a retired coal-fired power plant.
Oh, shit.
In North Carolina, one of Duke Energy's.
Oh, God, you motherfuckers.
Publicly at the time, they said, this is a different case then, because publicly at the time, they said that they would pay for the cleanup of the Dan River and any other environmental effects from the spill.
Yeah. Get out your wallets.
But now they're saying that any costs related to other actions, for long-term solutions to the 33 basins they have in the state,
yes,
would likely be passed on to the ratepayers.
Damn, that is some bullshit. Holy shit, dude. God, I mean, that's an amazing fucking story. Dang.
The Sierra Club,
yeah,
they have something called Beyond Coal campaign in North Carolina. They say, "We strongly disagree with Duke's efforts to force their customers to foot the bill for cleaning up the coal ash mess they've made in North Carolina."
That's unfucking believable.
For years, Duke has profited from failing to properly monitor and maintain these toxic waste sites. It's unfortunate now that the bill comes due, and they want to foist the entirety of that responsibility on their customers in the state. These are their business models.
Right.
They look at this. This is not oopsie. This is, hey, it'll cost us hundreds, tens of millions of dollars, whatever,
right,
to clean up all these coal ash sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what if we just, you know, have an oopsie and let it spill into the river? We'll get slapped with a $100,000 fine. Everybody makes profits. I keep my boat. I keep my zeros in the Caymans.
I'm protected.
I keep everything, you know, and then the taxpayer cleans that shit up.
Yeah, it's on their property, whatever.
Perfect.
We get to pay to clean it up.
Over a golf meeting.
That's a great fucking business model if you're an evil fucking asshole.
Right.
Fuck. God bless what? Hey, what happens to these motherfuckers at the end of all of movies? You know? Fuck this. That's crazy. That's the fucking ugh.
The
Duke Energy.
It says
piece of Duke's shit.
Two utility subsidiaries disclosed they spent a combined $725 million since 2015 to clean up coal ash ponds in the state.
Okay.
Although Duke is estimating that in the end, all the cleanup costs will total about $4.5 billion. Too fucking bad.
Yeah, you did it.
Right.
You did it.
Right.
And you're greedy. And you know what? That's how you operate. How else do you think? They don't want regulations, so they're going to be reckless to make money. Fucking assholes.
Lynn Gold, Duke's president and CEO, said in a statement that her company has learned from the Dan River coal ash spill.
Well, fuck you.
Our highest priorities are safe
operations.
Our highest priorities are safe operations and the well-being of the people and communities we serve.
Oh, my gosh.
Bullshit.
Yeah, hey, nobody's buying it. You're not Meryl Streep.
So there you go. Duke Man, Energy trying
that,
to
that is, that's
pass
ridiculous.
It on to the customers.
That's absurd.
But don't worry. I'm sure...
is that the Onion?
Ms. Gold or Good. Lynn Good. It's not Gold. It's Good. G-O-O-D.
Is that real? Is that the Onion?
No, it's not
that, that Borowitz fucking thing. That's real.
North Jeez. Carolina's Department Christ. Of Environmental Quality. North Carolina. they fined Duke Energy $6.6 million in February of 2016.
That's nothing, right?
The fine covered violations Duke Energy pleaded guilty to in federal court. It was later discovered that Duke Energy had been warned about the potential for leaks into the Dan River
from
the storage
anyway.
Pond before it occurred, but the company ignored those warnings.
Why would you ignore that?
Because it would cost them some money, Ryan.
Ignore your shareholders, you fuck. Damn, that sucks. Can't you reco these guys?
Don't persecute the rich.
Can they go after these guys
How
like you go after you? Trump? I mean, what if there's some conspiracy to, you know, pollute the environment and make some fucking money? How's that not like some kind of reco thing?
Well, there's still that lawsuit that's actually not been thrown out, making its way through the courts. It's a group of kids.
Yeah.
Right? Remember from... somewhere out west, I get the vibe. Like, I don't know. I have to look it up. Maybe Washington State or something like that. But it's a group of kids that's suing the United States federal government for fucking it up with climate change.
Oh, yeah.
For their future. And the thing is, they have standing. That's the thing is you always got to prove you have standing. Well, so far the courts have said, well, yeah, you're going to be here for the next 70, 80 years.
You have an interest in this, right?
If the evil corporations, the evil fossil fuel corporations have taken over and are polluting intently just for profit, then I don't know. You got standing, kid. And it hasn't been tossed out yet.
Dude.
It's made its way through the courts a little bit. So
those kids are going to fuck us up. They're going to, you know what? They're going to be like, fuck you. You ruined it. They're going to march us all over the fucking cliff unless we get it together.
Many of us should be marched over the fucking cliff.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here.
You can't get enough of those.
I know.
I'll get bored with them after a little while.
No.
Right now, I can't get enough of those Alex Jones drops.
That's one of Schindler's buddies, apparently, according to fucking Roger Stone.
I've got we got a little bit left here in the show. Don't forget, no show tomorrow. Probably be back on Thursday. We'll see. I'm having some toothy stuff done.
Right.
Some pretty significant toothy stuff done. So I don't know if I'll be,
you know, what?
I might sound like Sylvester on Thursday if we do a show.
We could replay that.
It'll be just like this. Hey, everybody, it's crab diving.
You know what I think was underreported this year? I think it was the fact that Donald Trump called someone a pussy at a rally.
He didn't. He was quoting that woman,
but he said
who
the
called
word
Ted
pussy.
Cruz a pussy.
You don't think that's so crazy? He's a pussy. That's what he said. We should play that episode. Fuck, man. Donald Trump called Ted Cruz a pussy at a rally. It's insane.
So we've been watching this special election down in Georgia.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah.
Where the former seat for Tom fucking Price, the current, is he Health and Human Services or something like that? He's the guy who's trying to rip out Obamacare root and branch.
That's the guy worried about your health.
Yeah. Who spent all of his time in Congress trying to, he was like one of the top guys sending that let's repeal Obamacare every single time.
Right. That's productive. Good job, dickhead.
John Ossoff, this young dude, this Democrat,
right?
Amazingly, missed it only by
damn it.
A couple of percentage points of outwardly winning a special election there,
right?
It's one of those cage match kind of.
Is he white?
Oh yeah.
Is he good looking?
I guess, yeah. Young, damn it. Handsome dude.
Hey, well, you couldn't win. Come on. In the South, the good-looking white guy, that's like, you know, that's the number one thing out there, right?
Well, that's, you know, his saving graces, I might say.
Come on, guy. Sack up.
And that used to be Newt Gingrich's district, too. So that tells you what's going on in that part.
That guy's so ugly.
But surprisingly, that district, Schittler only won by like a point or two.
Wow.
So this is one of those districts where the Democrats thought, well, if we didn't completely and utterly shotgun fuck some of these districts,
you need to ice it after
that. We could have maybe flipped them. And now, so he didn't win outright. So he's forced into a runoff with the person who came in second.
Yes.
Which is Karen Handel, who's a Republican there in Georgia. She's nuts. I mean, she's not really popular there either. She's kind of a horrible candidate.
Okay. Is she like racist and shit or like
just batshit?
Yeah.
Kind of clips and stuff. Like she's not. Who was that one who said, I'm not a witch? She's not like that crazy.
She like believe in the blood moon and shit and, you know, like the Illuminati.
But now there was a ruling down in Georgia.
Yes.
Or pertaining to Georgia.
Hey, fuck you.
From even, this is a former George W. Bush nominee to the federal bench.
Uh-huh.
U.S. District Judge Timothy Batten.
Blee.
Republican nominee to the bench from George W.
Yeah.
He ruled last week that Georgia had to extend its voter registration deadline until May 21st for this runoff election.
Hell yeah.
Between John Ossoff and Karen Handel.
That's awesome.
Federal law states that a state can set a deadline for voter registration no sooner than 30 days before the election. Georgia was arguing, Georgia, let's say Republicans were arguing that the 30-day deadline applied only to the special election in April, but not the runoff election.
Why wouldn't it?
Because then they can keep more black people away.
Or God, I mean, it's
less people. They don't want people to vote. They're un-American.
That is so fucked up.
They're anti-democracy and un-American. They don't want people to vote.
God damn it. I should be able to vote with like a thumb scan on my goddamn internet.
You should come out of the vagina with voter registration.
Right.
That activates when you're 18.
Yeah, I'm a human being walking around. Fuck you. I
like the driver's license thing. There's I think they're trying to do that here. Where in California, where when you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
Yeah. Should be a
fucking
app on your iPhone. Election, it pops up. You can vote on your fucking phone.
How can
done
you scream fraud for something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand what the Republicans are. You know, you can
because they do
you
better.
Can almost claim
yes.
a reason for voter ID. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But having to present an ID. But for registration, I please, anyone, any Republican out there, educate right. me as to the logical reason
Fraud.
That's not nefarious that
Obama
that where you don't want people to be able to even register to vote.
This, but this is where the thing the Republicans have. They have that thing where they just have to say something about Obama or something about voter fraud that Benghazi. We all know is fucking bullshit. You know?
So this judge, a Republican nominated judge, by the way, federal Shocker. Judge ruled that they had to extend it. It's like, no, you children, you toddlers.
Dumbass.
Even my George Bush fucking nominated self can see yeah, that you yeah. guys are being bullshitty.
That guy figured it out.
So the decision simply will allow more people to vote there, even though they don't necessarily have any real evidence that it's going to benefit Democrats. Everybody knows it.
Oh yeah.
Historically kind of does. So handle now. The Republican
okay.
screaming bloody murder.
Boo!
Screaming and squealing.
Yeah. States' rights! Activist judges! They's letting black people vote. God damn it!
But let me tell you this.
This is Ossoff.
There is no doubt that this is already a victory for the ages.
Oh, this is one of those videos they oh, put yeah. together. But they've got the Republicans a skirt
right.
now because they came close. Remember the Kansas one they came close?
Yeah, yeah.
And now this guy has a decent chance of winning because she's so horrible.
Right.
And he's doing a good job of kind of, you know, being yeah. a purple state Democrat.
Right. I mean, listen, the Republican strategy, right, is to let less people vote.
Right. the headline says Georgia Republican furious more people will get to vote in the upcoming election.
Jeez. Sorry.
How does this work? She's accusing Democrats of trying to deceive an election. What does that mean?
You deceive an election, boy. Fuck if I know. It means she's a loon.
You're going to let the Negroes vote.
Yeah, he's a...
How that you're trying to deceive it from the rightful owners of this country.
That sounds like some weird ass biblical language. I feel like deceived could be used like in the book of Bullshitica 69. Though I'd be deceived me.
So she wrote in a fundraising email. This is from an yeah. email from this Karen Handel loon. This is going to boil your blood. Just hours ago, the Democrats won their lawsuit to extend voter registration in Georgia before our election.
What the fuck?
How dare they extend voter registration?
She's sending a flyer out to people saying, oh my God, I'm so disappointed that I'm going to have an opportunity to hear from more of you. That's bananas.
This lawsuit should be seen for exactly what it is. A partisan attempt to change the rules in the middle of an election.
Why is it partisan?
For a nakedly partisan outcome. How is allowing more people to participate in the process changing the rule?
It's partisan.
Now, I can see on our side when you try to take people away from being
see,
able to vote.
That's what they would say to you.
That's actually infringing on people's rights.
That would be I guarantee you that'd be their
how
argument.
Is allowing
yeah
the opposite
Boom.
Allowing more people to Fuck enter you. The process
yeah
God and you know I saw something with France this Ooh. I don't get but this might be that protest vote thing
Ooh.
In France they had a turnout of 79%.
Oh shit.
79% of France, and that is low,
right?
That was like a record low. How could that be low, voting against Le Pen? So this had to be those that same group of dummies like here
yeah.
who were like, they're both horrible, I ain't
oh
voting
my
tall.
God, that is so fucked up.
So maybe that was what's going on in France, too.
But don't you think that group of people will shrink?
No, I hope so, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but, you know, allowing for stupidity.
Hopefully, especially as Trump shits on every promise he made.
Oh yeah.
I mean, people are dumb.
Yeah.
until it starts happening to them.
Your like, president is being investigated for RICO charges or something, right? I mean, that's kind of fucked up.
Handel's email said, Fran, I need your immediate support to fight back against the Democrats' latest trick to deceive this election.
What? Wait, I got to fight for my right to not vote? That's what she wants. She wants me to call my representative, so...
She wants you to give her money.
What?
So, so I don't know. I guess they're going to try to file a counter lawsuit.
So you don't hear from me?
So you can't... So brown people can't vote.
Oh, God. That is going to be the most spectacular example of right-wing nut job brain fucking jujitsu that I've ever fucking heard. That's crazy.
Meanwhile, it says, the relevant federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, clearly says that the 30-day deadline applies to runoff elections. So yeah. this was this was a layup.
Yeah.
For that judge.
God.
Listen, this is the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It's without an apostrophe.
Right.
That's clear. No.
No, it is clear.
Should have been.
So, yeah, I don't make that mistake.
They
now,
even put the little SIC in
all
here.
All you got to do is say, is it? And if it makes sense as is it, then you should have the apostrophe, correct?
It is.
It is. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's clear John Ossoff's campaign to deceive the voters of the 6th district is not working.
Fuck you.
When the Democrats can't win elections following the rules they themselves authored and enforced for years, they file partisan lawsuits to change them.
It's not the same thing, you fuck.
And that's the rule. Nobody's changing the rules.
Right.
But the rule says 30 days applies to runoff elections. You gotta let them... You got to give them 30 days.
Right. But he's comparing it to people trying to get more people to vote. The Democrats are trying to get more people to vote.
But they're not even changing the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
They were asking for the enforcement of the rule that says you got to have 30 days.
Yeah.
She was saying, no, that only applied to that first one.
God. What? That doesn't make any sense. How anybody couldn't see this, it's still an election, isn't it? It's still a fucking election.
An Ossoff spokesperson said Karen Handel has a long track record of putting her personal political agenda above the public interest, and here she goes again.
She's a slime ball.
Ezra Rosenberg, co-director of the Voting Rights Project, the Lawyers Committee, said the ruling benefits every single eligible voter in Congressional District 6, regardless of partisan affiliation. Thus, it is fully unclear what motivates those hostile to the court's ruling.
Oh, shit.
All eligible voters can avail themselves to the right to exercise the most sacred right in our democracy, regardless of their affiliation, and as required under law. That's a good outcome for democracy, said. He said when they filed the lawsuit, it's actually a very, very simple case because federal law specifically defines elections as including runoff elections. It's in the law.
Yeah.
So her email is a lie. Nobody's trying to change any rules. She's ginning up the morons who think, oh, my God, the Democrats are cheating.
They're just saying, look at the fucking law.
Her email should say, we got caught cheating, and they're not going to let us. Send me money.
Send me money.
That's the real. That's the truth.
Oh, there's no way. God, Ossoff, Jesus fucking Christ. You have to be able to win this.
Come on. Shit tons of money are flying down there. This might be the most expensive congressional race ever. They're saying. I mean, so much money is flying down from both sides.
They got to send somebody down there. Send Biden down there or something. Fuck everybody up.
Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Obama should go.
Oh, he's going. Don't you think
he should
he's
go
going?
Stump for Ossoff? That would be great.
Yeah.
He got 48.1% of the vote. Damn it. Damn it. 1.9 more. And I'll bet
Georgia.
Some of those fuckers cheated. I'm gonna put on the tinfoil hat.
Oh, geez.
Of the Republicans.
Oh, wait.
You know some of those assholes cheated. If
you're going on the pretense that some Republicans cheated.
They did. You know they did, Ryan.
Did you just hear that hearing today? The fucking they're all crooked, dude. The fucking president.
Amazing.
The Attorney General, the GOP.
You
They're
just say that because my name is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Oh, my God. We all have to sit around and say, oh, yes, the Dems are just as corrupt as the Republicans. Please, fuck off.
I guess that might be.
I like to eat.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Jeez. Give him a cookie.
And maybe that's about all we got today.
He needs a cookie stuffed with, like, he needs, like, lithium. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Alex Jones?
Weed.
Oh, yeah. Weed.
Well, he does. He smokes once a year, right?
What marijuana makes him calm down? I don't know.
We'll be back tomorrow. No, we won't be back tomorrow. I'll be bleeding from the mouth tomorrow. Thursday, maybe we'll be back, depending on my toothy recovery.
Oh, yes.
But regardless, keep checking in. Crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher.
Are we going to stream the procedure live?
Yes.
We're not going to stream it?
Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter stream at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back in a day or two or three, everyone. Yes. Have a great, day or two.
Viva la resistance!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.